I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. We have cloudy skies, some sprinkles in the area, 64 degrees in Wichita. The high today will climb to the mid-70s. Wichita fire crews battled a fire in South Wichita Saturday morning. The blaze was reported around 2:45 a.m. in the 1200 block of South Market. When firefighters arrived, fire was visible from the three-story building, which had been boarded up. Crews located a person inside the building who was pronounced dead at the scene. However, fire officials say the death appears to be unrelated to the fire. These are exciting times at Exploration Place, Wichita Science Museum. President Adam Smith tells KNSS News.
We just completed what was, by a long way, the best year we've ever had at Exploration Place, not just in terms of attendance, which topped 400,000 for the first time since we opened, but lots of other aspects of our business. The membership numbers were a record high. We've got more people going into the Dome Theater than ever before.
Adam Smith is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024. Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. There's a podcast on our website, knssradio.com. The Israeli Air Force attacked a Hezbollah command center as they begin a two-front war fighting both Hamas and Hezbollah. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces launched a new assault in southern Gaza. The IDF says troops are targeting Hamas terrorists who are hiding out in the ruins of war-torn neighborhoods. Israeli airstrike also killed a senior Hamas commander in the Lebanese port city of Sidon. The intensified fighting is once again pushing thousands in Khan Yunis to evacuate. Israel braces for a major attack from Iran and its proxies. Hezbollah and Israeli forces continue to exchange fire. The ongoing fighting along the Israel-Lebanon border only further complicates efforts to de-escalate.
This comes as Iran has threatened to attack America and Israel for their involvement in the war against Hamas.
Unusually cool in Wichita today, a high temperature of 76 degrees under a mostly cloudy sky with a light breeze out of the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. There will be a few showers around. Those will be tapering off as we head into the afternoon and then mostly dried towards the evening. But more showers and thunderstorms will be possible overnight tonight with a 60% chance of rain heading into our Sunday morning as more rain arrives from western Kansas. A high temperature tomorrow, still staying cool around 80 degrees. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Right now, a north wind at 3, a few sprinkles and 64 degrees. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.